For those of you who have been following the teaching series so far, have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
I believe it has been powerful and edifying. I know it has been building you. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go into your word, every demonic hindrance is taken out of the way. Lord, every spiritual blindness, spiritual glaucoma, every spritual distraction, dulling the sense of your people, let it be lifted up in the name of Jesus. They understand everything you are saying. They comprehend to the full capabilities. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, no one will walk out of this door the same way they came in. In Jesus' name. What I want to share with you today, you can title it Pastor David's Inner Secrets. You know, our teaching series has an approach. It is the approach of an architect or a structural engineer who lays a foundation and begins to build on that foundation. You know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, he says, according to the grace given unto me as a wise master builder, I, Paul, has laid the foundation and another builder thereupon. Look at that phrase, a wise master builder. There is a wisdom and grace to build people in Christ. Are you with me? And by the grace of God, that grace is here. Are you with me? So we began a teaching series which I believe summarizes the Christian experience and brings spiritual structure to your walk with God. We called it Sit, Walk, and Stand. And under this series, we have been treating some teachings. We had the present truth. Were you blessed by that teaching? Then we had Ginosko, the importance of revelation knowledge. And then we talked about seated. That was last week, Sunday, established in him. And on Wednesday, we now talked about the seated identity, who you are and what you have in him. But today, I want to teach what I've titled Lambano. Tell your neighbor, Lambano. Tell somebody else, Lambano. I know somebody somewhere like this church, these strange words I've been hearing. Before we are done with this series, we'll become Greek scholars. Probably. And there's a subtopic, which I believe is the most important topic. Well, they are both important. Converting revelation into manifestation. Hey, God. I told somebody yesterday, I said, after this teaching, nobody will say, Pastor David did not try for me. Because everything you have seen in my life, in this ministry, from all the branches down to when we moved to Abuja, it is from this thing, what I want to share with you. And I pray that you will get it. Oh, yes, I pray you will get it. Okay. So, for example, if you have 10 Bitcoin, that's a lot of money, right? If you have 10 Bitcoin in your Bitcoin wallet, am I correct? But because you are in a place or in an environment that doesn't use Bitcoin, do you know that even with your whole 10 Bitcoin, you can feel like it is useless? Well, I remember when I was in Ghana, I had 10,000 naira in my wallet. I think 15,000, but I couldn't buy anything. At a point, I said, let me try. I brought out my 1,000 naira notes to buy biscuits, and they were like, no, Ghana cedis, no, they don't accept that. They're trying to make me, force me to convert my money to cedis so that I can see this. Don't mind me. Praise God. But my 15K was useless. 15,000 naira was useless because I was in Kumasi. The only way I would have been able to use that money was to convert it to Ghana cedis to buy something. And the conversion was even annoying. Oh God. I don't know if this is the best place to say this. The conversion rate. That's when I say, God, have mercy upon us. Let me explain to you. One Ghana cedis equated
150 naira. So you will need to get one Ghana cedis. If you convert 5,000 naira, it won't produce any money. If you try to convert, it will bounce back. Father, Nigeria is blessed. Whether the devil likes it or not, this country, you are blessed. Yeah. But that was, I couldn't use the money. In the same way, if someone brings Ghana cedis to Nigeria, he must convert it to naira to be able to make purchases, right? Spiritually too, this also applies. And I want you to pay attention. So, if you have been following the train of thought in this teaching series, we said seat represents our position in Christ, who we are and what we have in Christ. We said our seated identity is, now that we are now seated in Christ, what is our identity? Who are we? What do we have because we are seated in Christ? Are you with me? But you see, everything you are in Christ, everything you have in Christ, everything you have become in Christ is a spiritual reality. Are you with me? It is something spiritual. How do you convert it from the spirit realm into the natural realm? Are you following me? That's what I want to teach right now. Is this an important teaching? Ephesians 1 verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. It's not what he will do, it's what has been done. Are you with me? Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Jesus. So, all the blessings of God that has been done for us in Christ are spiritual. And they're in the heavenly places. We are seated with him in heaven. Is that not in the realm of the spirit? We have become a member of God's family. God's family and God's kingdom is a spiritual one. So, are you with me? How does that apply naturally? We have overcome the wicked one. We have defeated the devil. We have overcome sin. We have sanctification in his name. We have authority in his name. Are you following me? So all of these things are spiritual. But how would they affect your life on earth? What I'm trying to say is, with all the revelation I show you on Sunday and Wednesday, or all the revelation I show you on Sunday, how does it apply to your life on Monday? When you wake up in the morning and you look around your life does not represent what you have. Are you with me? How do you convert from your spiritual wallet to your natural wallet? That's what I want to teach you. Pay attention. I'm not rushing into this so that I will be sure you are with me. Are you with me? Do you know that with all God has done for us in Christ, there are still many Christians living below their seated identity? With all God has done, I don't know if you have ever faced that challenge where you had money in your account, but there was a problem with the bank and you could not withdraw it. There is nothing as frustrating as that. It is a pain, eh? You can't access it. That is the state of many Christians. And for many of them, the problem is they don't even know how. Are you with me? So let me give you two examples of spiritual conversions in the Bible. Conversion of revelation into manifestation. Let me give you some instances. We talked about one of them on Wednesday. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. If you are there, let's read. Lord, there is understanding in the name of Jesus. Wisdom and revelation permits this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. So he was saying, please give me money. Are you with me? And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, everybody read with me from here, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, Read on. Verse 5, 1, 2, 3, go. And he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Hey! My God, that is conversion. I don't have money, but I have something in another wallet. I have resources that are stored in a different wallet, but I can convert it for you. Oh, my God. Hey! Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus. So they converted what they had in the name of Jesus to rise up and walk. Are you following me? This is important. Another one we see in the Bible is Matthew 17 from verse 24 to 27. The tax collectors came and met Jesus and said, Master, we want you to pay your taxes. And Jesus said, okay, we'll pay the taxes so that they will not get angry. And he told Peter, go to the sea and fish. You're a fisherman. The first fish that comes out of the river or the sea, open its mouth. You will find coins inside. You will find the money there. And you will pay for me and for you. My God. My God. Hey! Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 22 that God has put all things under the feet of Christ. Are you with me? God has made him to be the head over all things. So Christ has absolute dominion. But a time came he had to pay tax. How did he convert his dominion over all things, are you with me, into the provision required to pay the taxes? That's what we're talking about. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? That is conversion. Now, before I go further to explain this mystery, I want to break down some Greek words. Because you see, the Bible was written in three languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And many times, to understand what the Bible is really saying, you have to go back to the original languages and see the details. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, there is a word in the Bible that has two major expressions. The word is called receive. Say after me, receive. Please, are you with me? Say it again, receive. And there are two major expressions for the word receive. There is the first one, which I would like to start with, is called dekomai. Say after me, dekomai. And the second one is called lambano. Say lambano. They are both translated as receive. So what is dekomai? Dekomai means to receive something passively. Are you following me? It's called passive reception. To receive something passively. But lambano means to receive something actively, or to receive something with active participation. Are we together? Yes, sir. Understood me to this point, raise your hand. You have understood me to this point, right? Okay. So, let me give an example. So, imagine you are seated here and Pastor David sends you an alert of 500,000 naira. I thought somebody will say amen. Okay, these people on this side, 500K, small money. Chicken change. What's that? What do I need that for? 2 million, right? Receive it in Jesus' name. So, imagine you were here and your phone just did, bam, bam, and you saw, amen. What did you do to receive it? Nothing. You did nothing. But it just came in. And now, your demeanor may change. You know that after this service, you're going to have a good time. But you see, That money can be in your account, eh? But it doesn't mean there is food in your house. Are you following me? That money can be in your account. It doesn't mean there is fuel in your car. That money can be in your account. It doesn't mean you have gotten the things you need. Are you with me? So you have received the money, but you need to do something else to receive the money. You have to withdraw from that account, go to the market, buy food, make the food, and prepare it to keep in your house. You see, the first level of reception where you did nothing but just sat down and you got an alert is called decomai. But when you go to the ATM booth, you withdraw money. You receive money, but this time it's called lambano. You collected out of that account. Are you following me? Say after me, lambano. Is it making sense? Now somebody's wondering, Pastor, are these things in the Bible? Let me show you. If you, how will I do, explain for you to get it? If you are using an electronic Bible, you can go to versions and check under Strong's. Check under the concordance. You'll be able to see what I'm showing clearly. But if you can't do that, just follow me and believe me. Acts chapter 8 from verse 14 to 15. You're going to see the use of these words differently now. Now, but when they are translated to English, they look the same. Acts chapter 8 from verse 14. Now, everybody read with me. Now, and as we read, take note of the words receive. Please, are you with me? It says, now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. Are you seeing this? Had received the word of God. They sent unto them Peter and John. Verse 15. Everybody read with me. Verse 15. 1, 2, 3, go. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. If you check the Greek, the first receive in verse 14, it says, when the apostles heard that they had received the word of God, the word there is dekomai. They sent unto them that they may lambano the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Say after me, lambano. Oh, I need more energy from this side. Say lambano. And let me tell you, this is the problem. There are many people that when they hear the word of God, they say, okay, I'm born again, I receive this. That's dekomai. They've received it at salvation. But to receive the Holy Ghost, there is a taking you must do. There is an active participation you must do to receive the Holy Ghost. This is why you hear people say, I'm a Christian, no, I believe in God, but I do all these Holy Ghost things. I do all the speaking in tongues things, all these Holy Ghost things. I don't really, because you see, it has to be more than the passive activity to receive, to lambano the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? I want to show something. Bring, is there? Have you ever been in a situation where you gave somebody something and you expected, you released it, but you expected the person to collect it and then the person did not, then it fell? Yes, have you been there before? Yes, so act that for me. Take. In my mind, I have given him. Yes, but because he was trying to collect passively what should be collected actively, it fell. Are you following me? Yes, let's do that again. So, now, take. Make sure you lambano this. Take. Are you following this? Yes, now, decomai this. There are things that in God's mind, he gave you to lambano. You have to seize it. Yes, are you following me? Yes, but you are acting passively towards it. So in God's mind he gave you, but in the spirit it fell. Listen to what I am saying. What I am saying, listen to what I'm saying. It may look like we are acting drama. I am telling you a secret. Okay, let's move on. Did you get it? Okay. And so, for you to lambano something, there must be active participation. Say after me, active participation. Romans 5 verse 17. I'm going to show you more scriptures that talk about this. Then you will see how important it is. Romans 5 verse 17. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. The receive there is they which lambano, the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Now, righteousness has the definite article, the, T-H-E, the gift. It's specific. But when it came to grace, he says you have to take abundance of it. For instance, imagine there was a buffet. You know what a buffet is, right? A place where you go and just scoop what you want to eat. And they say the price to enter that place is 50,000. Somebody brought two guys. Okay, you, I give you 50,000. Take, you have entered. Another person, I give you 50,000. Take, you have entered. Somebody enters and says, I just want two plates. He collects only two plates and goes. They, are you with me? They both have the same gift of righteousness, but they don't have the same abundance of grace. Yes, do you get it? Yes, one takes two plates and goes. Another one says, no, I want healing. I want prosperity. I want, are you with me? I want victory over sin, victory over darkness. So at this point, it's not the problem of the person who paid. He has paid for both of you. But how much are you collecting? He has paid for both of you. Oh my God, are you with me? So Romans 5 verse 17 says, they which receive abundance, they which lambano abundance. Can you tell your neighbor you can collect more? Tell another neighbor you can collect more. Look at Hebrews 4 verse 16. You see, when it comes to righteousness, that one is a gift. Everybody receives the same thing. But when it comes to grace, the divine ability to produce results because you are now righteous, there's a difference. It depends on how much abundance did you collect. Hebrews 4 verse 16. You're going to see this word again, but now it is translated as obtain. Hebrews 4 verse 16. It says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain, we may lambano mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Are you seeing this? In the time of need, you go to the wallet and begin to convert. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to lambano. Hey, say after me, lambano. Jesus, I pray for you. Your spirit man is open. I say it again, your spirit man is open. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That's the word there. But this one now is even a broader construct. Epilambanomai. Lay hold on eternal life. See, just the same way you have words that have prefix and suffix in English, you have the same in the Greek. There's even one, I mentioned it on Wednesday. That one is called Katalambano. Have you seen that verse of the Bible that says that they brought a demon, a boy possessed with a demon to Jesus, and the demon seized him and threw him into the fire and threw him into the water? That word seized is Katalambano, meaning you. It is an active collection to control. You collect it, make it your own, and dominate it. Jesus. Let us pray, please. Can we pray in the spirit, please? Rapakato seferike sheketelia. Ratambala kapalato. Rudege sheketelia. Likeri parakasa palantalia. Ranta kapandeko berege de sheketelia. Rudege seketetelia kapai. Likere petelia kapai. Shela manda rapanta la badeke sute likere peke suta la pai. Lord, there is understanding. Can you just pray this prayer right now? I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. Likarabashaka balagabande ronde gepelete rudogobo seketelia. I want everybody to pray. Don't just look around. Pray. Le karaba shaka baladesa, rekabara da balaga shaka pai, likere petelia, In the name of Jesus. So, how do you convert revelation to manifestation? Please, are we together? Number one, make sure that you truly receive revelation. If you go to convert dollars and they say, please, where is the dollar? You say, there is no dollar with me. Just give me the Naira equivalent. They will ask you, are you okay? What do you mean? So don't worry, just give me dollar of Naira equivalent of $100. They're like, okay, where's the dollar? Make sure you have received revelation. And this is where the problem starts. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of his words, it giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. You know what, protocol? Let's come up again. I want to be seen. The entrance of his words, it giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Has the word of God entered? Hey, has it entered? And one of the ways for the revelation of the truth to enter is by meditation. For the truth to enter a man's spirit, he has to meditate on it. The Bible says in Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt meditate therein. To drive the word of God into your spirit, you must put the word of God on your lips. I will come to that. You must stay on it until it enters. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15 says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly. Tell your neighbor, give thyself wholly. That thy prophecy may appear to all. Give thyself wholly. Hey, make sure it enters. Make sure the word of God enters. Let the revelation of the truth enter your spirit, man. One of the reasons why I'm teaching all of these things, the Holy Ghost showed me that in this generation, we are assuming that people understand what we are saying. We think what we are saying is entering their spirit. If it's entering their spirit, it will show. Are you with me? Stay on it. Let it enter. Don't play games. Don't play games. Let it enter. For instance, look at those guys at the beautiful gate. Can you imagine? They met a crippled man. For if you meet a crippled man on the road, what comes to your mind first? They met a crippled man, and it's not because they are any different from you. Don't forget, Peter was the one that denied Jesus and ran away. So he was a natural man like you. Are you with me? But something had happened to him. How can you stay on the truth to the point where it has become so conscious in your mind that even though I don't have money, I still have something? It's called mindset. You have stayed on the word of God to the point where your mind has been set on something. Let me tell you, that's the difference between fathers of faith and children in the faith. For the child, he looks at what he sees. Okay, I don't have it. Okay, it doesn't look like it's happening now. That now, that means it is not there. But that's not how a spiritual man looks at things. Have you stayed on the word of God to the point where I don't have money, but I have Philippians 4 verse 19, but my God shall supply. But my God shall supply. Even the way people are responding is proof you've not gotten it. Oh, Jesus. Now, I feel like telling you some stories so that you get what I'm saying. Okay. Now, let me explain something else to you. When conversion is happening, it will look normal. It will look natural. But something has happened in the spirit. I hope you know by now that there is nothing that happens naturally that doesn't have some spiritual undertone. You should know that by now, right? You should know that by now. I remember many stories, but I remember when I was in final year. Let me start from an old story. And there was a man that picked me up to train me in the university. Please, are you with me? But something happened. He had traveled out of the country and could not send my school fees. And as at then, I had learned this thing I'm talking about. So I went to a church for an all night. This all night was me and God alone. I opened the Bible. And I began to stay on the word of God. And I quoted a scripture even out of context. Job 23, for he performeth the things that are for me. And many such things are with him. I remember where I was. I locked my church then used to have a primary school. And I locked the door, put up the lights. And I was staying on that scripture. He performeth the things that are for me. And many such things are with him. There shall be a performance of those that believe God. There shall be a performance. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a performance. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a performance. I believe the word of God. There shall be a performance. For my school fees, there shall be a performance. I took a scripture and I began to meditate upon it. Then, of course, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply. My God shall supply. My God shall supply all. My God shall supply. The man that God used is a channel. God is the source. Now, it's not that the man did not want to pay. He was not just around. And they had already started project defense. As in school, they had started defending. This was 4 weeks into resumption. I began to declare. At a point in the prayer, I knew that I already had the money, but there was no money. Please, are you with me? I knew that. Listen, it's settled. So I started thanking God. It's settled. He settled. Lord, I thank you. He settled. 2 days later, a man came to visit my mom and said, what's Ufoma doing around? He said, you know that man that picked him up to train him? He's in the U.S. for a business meeting. He's not going to be available. He said, how much is the school fees? He said, the school fees is about 400,000. He said, tell him to send me his account number. I was sitting down. I saw an alert of 600,000. Now, God. I went to school, paid, resumed. When my real sponsor heard I was in school, he said, how did you pay? I now told him everything. He said, you know what? I will send my own too. He sent his own 600. Imagine 15 years ago what a final year student was doing with 1.2 million. Makala broske. I said, sir, I don't have anything to eat, don't worry. I got you covered. I wanted to say something, but you will misunderstand me. I got you covered. Now, from that money, I did projects. I did a certification. Everything was covered. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Fast forward to when I left the university. I was praying in Makurdi, praying and fasting. And the Lord told me, you will go to Lagos and hold a program for me. I said, Lagos, program. Okay, I've heard you, Lord. I sent my spiritual disciples then, Pastor Victor Momodu, now in Germany, and Minister Toby Akerodolu. I said, go into Ikeja, find any hall that you see, and send the details to me, how much to pay. I thought it was, they used to pay like 25K for all. Guess how much? 338,000. Then, the next haul, 552,000. I just said, come back, please. Because if you had my youth service allowance for 4 years, I know they are paying you youth coppers 70K now. That time it was 19.8. They will collect still VAT. You will not see 19.6. How many 19.8 will I use to pay? How many? But I went and I began to meditate on the word of God. Now, that takes me to the next thing. So the first thing is what? Be sure revelation has truly entered you. Are you with me? And I want to even put here, if you study the Bible in Acts 3 verse 5, I'm coming back to my story. Acts 3 verse 5. Please don't lose me here. Kai. This is the lame man. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So, not just that the disciples knew they had something. Even the man, also was expecting to lambano. I checked it. You know, two Sundays ago, I told people that, I told the whole church, come out, let me lay hands on you. I noticed that many people just came out like this.
Pastor, touch my head.
There was no expectancy. What, that's one of the ways to convert. Are you with me? There was no, they just came. You just pray. I noticed that when it came to the workers, there was a stronger hunger to collect. One of them shared his testimony, I think last Sunday or two Sundays ago. How that he was prayed for. He slept that night, had a dream. In the dream, I told him, you will get a job of over 1 million naira. 3 days later, it happened. Somebody else came. He said, touch my head. The same anointing that somebody converted and it changed his life completely. And that person, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
No expectation, nothing. Just there. It's not to put oil. Cannot oil on my head. Can fry it. Just put it there. Somebody had an ulcer that day. He was an ulcer pins. He met me after the service that immediately the hand came on him. It thing dried up. You know, at this level, with all sense of humility, I don't try to. Even if you don't believe that I have something, there are too many testimonies. It's too much. It's too much. It's plenty. It's plenty. Anniversary, we had more than 800 testimonies. It's plenty. Both including the dead coming back to life. Not one, not two, not three. It's plenty. So, that takes me to the next thing. Fervent prayer. How do you convert? Fervent prayer. Say after me, fervent prayer. Lord, there is understanding in the name of Jesus. Fervent prayer. Back to my story. So, I went to pray and I began to pray for 3 months. Every night, I wake up at 12 midnight and say, Lord, for the program you asked me to hold in Lagos, in the name of Jesus, we receive. I receive. I thought somebody would say, I receive. That's what I was doing. I receive. One day, in the midnight, as I was praying, Father, we receive the venue. We receive the money to pay. I just felt like, don't pray that prayer again. You have received. I said, Father, we asked for the ginger to say we asked for was no longer there. Instead, I was saying, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Do you know what happened? The money never came. But remember, you must not have money to get.
Yes,
you can convert from Bitcoin to what you need.
Yes,
the money never came. Let me tell you what happened. A day came. Those my boys. They said, Pastor, we don't have money to pay for all the venues. I said, you know what you will do? I prayed for them. I said, go back. Anywhere you feel like we should use for the venue, enter. And so they entered the hall that they thought was an event center. They now discovered it was owned by a church. So the man said, what do you need? He said, okay, we are from then the group I used to run is called Success Congress. Well, from the Success Congress, we want to hold a special program called The Kingdom and the Set Time. Our lead pastor is David Ogenerubo. He said, okay, write a letter and bring it to me on so and so day. We wrote a letter, brought to him. So I followed them and submitted the letter. We're talking to him. He said, okay, you know, this letter, we have to look at it very well. We have to go and give it to our GO. Our general of our CI is based in Ibadan. So we have to travel and go and give him this letter so that he will think about everything and know if he should help you. While we are still talking, the man, somebody called. I just heard the man doing like this. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The guy dropped the call, looked at us. Who are you people? He said, this is my Jew. He's calling from Ibadan. He said he was praying and he had a vision. He said he saw 3 guys walk into the hall. And they were asking to use the hall. He says, God said, tell them the hall belongs to them. We didn't pay 1 kobo. Pastor Gabriel, Reverend Gabriel, till today, of what happened in the National Ikeja, till today, he's like, where did you people come from? Who are you? There has been some conversion. Some conversion. Tell anybody, Lambano. But don't forget, after we had received the word of God, we took it to prayer. It was in prayer the real conversion happened. So the transaction must go through. Fervent prayer. Fervent. We tell some people to pray. Pray in tongues. Yeah, yeah. For instance, you know, some of our leaders, one of our leaders here, she asked me, she said, Pastor, I want you to explain something to me. She said, 2 weeks ago, you stood and announced we are buying a 100 kVA generator. And me, I know, God does not have this money. How did people do it? I said, conversion. When I asked them, go and check the price of things, they come back and say, Pastor, I said, don't try to reduce the price. Just tell me, what is the cost? I will go somewhere and convert it. We have spent more than 12 million on the GM power in this place within 2 weeks. The 12 million was not in the church budget. Let me tell you, it is something I do so much, that if you stay with me, if you see the account balance and see what happens, they don't match. They don't match at all. You can be with Pastor. Pastor will receive it a bit like that. You will see 5K in his balance. Tomorrow, you just hear, or you see something church related before you just see something. Ah, what's going on? What's happening here? You better know there is a spirit realm and learn how to convert to. You better know. Fervent, say after me, fervent prayer. Because of our time, let me run and explain something. So, in Christ, the Bible shows us that we have all authority. That God has given us authority over all things. That Christ has defeated the devil. We are more than conquerors. Are you with me? We are seated with him in heavenly places. Whatever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But the early church had a time when it was not looking like that. The leaders of their day told them, you will not preach again in Jesus Christ. That name Jesus, you will not preach it again. Wallah, you will not preach. They took James and killed James. They took Peter and planned to kill him. Then the Bible says, but prayer was made of the church without ceasing. Look at Acts chapter 12 from verse 5. Acts chapter 12 from verse 5. It says, Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer, please everybody read with me. 1, 2, 3, go. Read on. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers therefore... And a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And his chains fell from off his hands. Now, God is telling us that we have authority in Christ. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, right? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, but Peter was still in chains. This is the situation for many believers. But it was when they took our time to pray fervently, they were able to translate the dominion and the victory they have in Christ into the practical deliverance of Peter. Are you with me? You know, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remember when Jesus said that, the context was teach us to pray. Are you with me? He was saying, teach us to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So, everything God has, heaven is already a done deal. But it is in the place of prayer you translate what is done in heaven to be done on earth. Are you with me? So prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. So what God has perfected in heaven, you pray in the street and bring it to bear on earth. Prayer. Prayer. Fervent prayer. Likabarakasata. You are praying in the spirit like that. People who don't pray in tongues, how you they do? How you they manage? How you they manage? They were praying like that. And that was how the church learned to start converting. Oh, we have authority, but this is how we'll be, bring it to bear. All of you have been here. You have watched us. Who remembers when we were in the former venue, where we'll be praying? Father, we receive. Have you not watched things that we prayed about happened? That is conversion. And that takes me to the next thing. Declaration. Yes. After you pray, you must speak. After you pray, you must speak. Because prayer is like loading a gun. Speaking is like shooting the bullets. You must speak. Some people are praying. They have loaded their spiritual gun. But anything they face, I am finished. Anything that happens, I don't die. You just tell you, see, nobody's coming to save you. Hey! Me! What do you mean nobody's coming to save me? I have to over surplus saviors here and there. Their door, they open for me anywhere. You say nobody's coming to save me. They're there now. You go die alone. You'll be talking nonsense, declaring rubbish. See, all the good men are finished. Hi. What are you saying? Why are you saying rubbish now? You won't marry or you don't want to marry? Do you want to marry, sister? If you want to marry, God's man is coming for me. That's how to talk. Say all the good men are finished. Everyone, they are, all the ones that remain, they cheat. That's why they will cheat on you. You are saying rubbish. I like that one. My own is good. Oh, say it again. My own is good. Praise the Lord. Bold declarations. Now, see, remember, go back. If you go back to that story in Acts chapter 3, when they were trying to get the crippled man to walk, how did they convert? It was speaking. Remember, he says, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So it was in the speaking they converted what they have in the name of Jesus to his healing. Are you getting me? Yes, the Bible says that we are seated with Christ in the heavens as though we are seated in him with him on his throne. How do kings rule? Kings rule by making decrees. A king controls the empire by the decrees he makes. So if you are seated with him, start making decrees. Start making declarations. See, if you are here trusting God for a child, you can do like this. It's something I've seen repeatedly in all the branches. I have my children. That's what God did to Abraham. What is your name? Father of many nations. Somebody that does not have one child. You are saying he's father of many nations. You, me, I don't get picky. Hey, don't talk like that. Now, all of us, can we talk? We are father of, we have parents, say after me, we are parents of many nations. I just remember that. So women are not men. Say we are fathers of many nations. So all the men, say after me, I'm a father of many nations. All the women, say after me, I'm a mother of many nations. They're not talking. Oh, okay. You better talk early. Lazarus died. They came and told Jesus, Lazarus is dead. What did he say? This sickness is not unto death. Oh, how waiting they worry you? Person don't die. This man has died. You are still saying it's not unto death. Is it that you don't know that somebody has died? He now said he's sleeping. Jesus, what are you saying? No, you want to say what you see. That's why you keep on seeing what you have seen. Hey, but if you want to see what you have not seen, you have to say what you have not seen.
I can feel someone say, you too, this church, they like to overdo. They too do. They overdo this thing. That's why, see, be there. You remember. See, these people, they were saying it, that they will have churches around the world, that a time will come, if you come late, you cannot enter. They were saying it, it has happened. Say after me, I will declare. I will make bold declarations. Amen. I like that one. I'm a prostrate of the Lord. You know, if you read Romans chapter 8, Paul says, if he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8 verse 32. In the next verse, what did he now say? He now says, what shall we say to these things? So after you know what Christ has done, there are things you must say because of what he has done. He now says, go back. He spent not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall do anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. All these things he's saying are positional realities. Keep on going. He keeps on saying all the things that Christ is doing. He's making decisions for us. Verse, keep on going. What has separated us from the love of Christ? Not tribulation, not distress. He keeps on going. What shall we say? Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Can you tell your neighbor bold declarations? Amen. Tell your neighbor Lambano. So let me tell you, Pastor, where do I start from? There are other two things I will say, but let's practice this one a little. You will go back to the Word of God and start. Meditate on the word of God. John 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you begin. The greater one lives in me. I thought you would talk after me. The greater one lives in me. Nothing can stop me. The greater one lives in me. I have the life of God in me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, only the rightness of God is permitted to work in my life. Only the rightness of God is permitted to work in my life. When I ask, I receive. I lambano. I take. I collect. I am born of God. I overcome the world. Because whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. I believe the word of God. I am of God in Christ Jesus. I am seated with him in the heavens. Far above principalities and powers. Far above demonic oppression. Far above demonic manipulation. Satan does not know my address. Because I am hid in Christ. And Christ is hid in God. This is my reality. I take. I receive. You don't have the job yet, but you say all things work together. Hey! All things work together. It works for my good. All things work it. The good times work for my good. All things work together for my good. Hey! Lambano! The lines fall unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. Some of you have been saying negative things. You are struggling to say what I'm telling you to say. The lines fall unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage.
Amen. May you please be seated. Tell your neighbor Lambano.
Early this year, my wife felt somehow. We went to the hospital to check. The doctor said, based on what he's seen, it will be difficult for her to conceive. This year. I'm trying to tell you that. Why I'm sharing this testimony is I'm trying to tell you that it's something I've used, I'm using, and I will keep on using. You better listen. I said, okay. I didn't tell anybody. The next day, do you know what I did? I was supposed to preach in Port Harcourt Church. I changed my message to the reality of the word of God. I was preaching to them, but I was preaching to myself. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Everything the word of God says is more real than the things which I see. He says, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are seen are temporal. You see, and so every morning I will lay hands on my head. You? Whether they say is this ID, PID, oh this one, that they were explaining many things, I will lay hands on my head. Say, you are a fruitful vine. You're a fruitful vine. You're a fruitful vine. I was just doing like that. For months, I was doing that. Are you with me? One day, she said she felt somehow. I went to check. Negative. Second time, negative. 1 month later, negative. I said, that one is paper. God... You have to stay on the word of God. This thing should enter your spirit. After about 5-6 months of solid faith work, and after that, go and check again. Say, I'm feeling something. I say, check. Positive. He said, see, I'm not sure. I said, okay, since they say it can be a lie, I said, well, wait, go to the hospital. We went back to the hospital. The thing that they saw was no longer there. They just said, madam, register for antenatal. And anyone here trusting God, maybe in proxy, before this year comes to an end, we receive an abundance of children. Amen. Yes, yes. You will carry your child. Amen. And by this time next year, we will have them everywhere. So, how do we convert? Number one, truly receive revelation. Number two, number three, bold declarations. Number four, divinely inspired actions. Divinely inspired actions. Remember Jesus, how did he convert his dominion into providing the money for the tax? He told Peter, go, the first fish you see. Now, when you get to this point, you will now discover that you cannot really convert. There's a level to this conversion thing that you must have an intimate walk with God. Because now you need to have access to that inspiration of action. Are you with me? How did he know that it was the first fish? Why didn't he just say, go and catch fish, sell it, and bring the money? That's not what he said. To show you that it was divine, he said the first fish. As a Christian, you must have experiences in your walk with God where God told you, do this, and you saw this. For instance, look at the testimony I said. I told them, go back any place you feel led to enter. Are you with me? So you see, a time comes where you have to just take your walk with God serious. A time comes where you can no longer be playing church. When last did God give you an instruction and you obeyed it? And you had a result because you obeyed that action. Come on. Too many people are just playing church, so they don't know anything supernatural. They don't know anything. When last did God lead you? There should be divinely inspired actions in your life. Are you with me? Some of you, after this service, on Monday, you have to start fasting. All those your spiritual cobwebs,
You have to wipe them out. Wipe them out. Start praying. Go back to read the Bible. Let that intimate walk with God. There is a level of intimacy that you will have with God, and you will begin to know God wants me to do this. God wants me to do that. There are some things people criticize. When they are done criticizing, how will you carry money and just give to a pastor? There are some people that God will lead that way. In the Bible, we don't generally give to receive. We give because we have received. Are you with me? That's Bible doctrine. But there are special times when the Holy Ghost is able to give out of a special instruction. For instance, when we say people to do pledge, all those special things that we ask people to do. I'll stop there. But divinely inspired actions, right? There are some people God will tell them, this period, take our time to just be giving me praise. Stand up every 12 midnight and start thanking me. Are you with me? I've seen strange. Pastor Ekine, you are here now. You remember the first meeting of New Breed you came for? We've closed meeting. We were stranded. There was no way to carry our equipment back to where we rented them from. And we're like, where are we going to get money? We don't have the money. We don't have. I said, don't worry. I'll handle it. They were looking at me. I had a leading. Go to the road and stand in the middle of the road. See, I just went to the road and did like this. You see, you can remember I did like this. Somebody just came and was honking. Pom, pom, pom. Leave that place. What did they worry you? I did like this. He said, what do you want? I said, I have equipment to carry. I need somebody to help me carry the equipment. He said, now why you block road like this? Come up for there. He said, my friend in this place has a wagon. The next house, the car to carry those things were there. He said, okay, leave the road. He came down, knocked on the place. The man brought out his wagon, carried it. We didn't pay anything. We paid 6,000 for something that they were charging us 25,000 that we did not have. It's called conversion. There was no money, but there was still something. Why? I know. See, you may not like my face, but I know. See, I cannot be stranded. In a short while from now, if you come late, you can't enter the service. You will be stand outside. I know. Are you with me? Divinely inspired actions. And number 5, walking in the light. Walking in the light. Now, this one, I call it the ecosystem of God's grace. Now, all of the things we have talked about will only work if you are in God's will for his church and God's will for your life. So God has a plan to see that all men is saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Have you caught the vision of God? Are you functioning with that drive for your life? Number one. Number two, your specific plan, God's specific plan for your life. This is so important too. For instance, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach, and Jonah was going to Tarshish. There was no way his word would have power in Tarshish because that's not where God sent you. Are you with me? For instance, have you ever been in a situation where somebody sent you an account number, but the number was wrong? Or the person sent you an account number, but it was the wrong bank? Instead of putting Access Bank, he put First Bank. And maybe out of carelessness, he's trying it. Account number, is it not correct? But it will not bring out the name. Even if he sends money, it will bounce back. Because there's something called alignment. It must be the right account number. It must be the right bank. So if God has said, if God's plan is that this is what I want you to do, this is where I want you to be, and you say no, there are some things that you'll be trying to force. When you are praying, let me tell you a secret. If you are praying for something for years, and kind of an answer, go and ask God, where am I seeing it? Where am I missing it? What are you trying to show me? Walking in the ecosystem of God's grace. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Then he says, if we walk in darkness and we claim to have fellowship with him, we lie and do not the truth. So if we are not walking in light and you claim to have fellowship with him, there is something about the truth you are not doing. That's what he's saying there. He did not say we lie and we tell not the truth. The truth in this context is not what you say. It's about what you do. Are you walking in the light as he is in the light? Are you where God wants you to be? Are you with me? Thank you, Jesus. There are many people, they are forcing doors that God never planned for them to be opened to them. God did not plan that door. So they are forcing it. They are forcing. And if you force the door open, you will still produce Ishmael. That thing that will now come will become a problem to you forever. If a door that God never wanted to be open is open to you, that door will eventually become a snare to you. See, what I'm sharing with you is a major, major secret. Those of you who pray with me, you have heard me pray many times. Lord, we receive alignment. We align to your will. I know what it is. I know what it is. Hey, God, I know what it is. I know what it is. One story and we end. I remember after school, I was praying to go abroad for my master's. Because I was a smart chap. My last result in the university was 4.95, mechanical engineering. So it's not like brain no day. It is plenty. I had it all. 4.95. So I said I was going to do my master's in pipeline engineering. So I applied to Newcastle University and I got it. Sharp, they gave me the admission. So, and I said, okay, how do I fund it? I need a scholarship. I applied to PTDF. I applied to NDDC scholarship and they booked the exams. And then, in a place of prayer, God started telling me about ministry. I said, Lord, Lord, I can be an administrator in the church. I must not be a minister. I can be an administer, not a minister. Yeah, leave these things. I said, God, leave church ministry. No. Let's do another thing, please. No. So I'll now stay. For me to have anything to eat, I will now be a full-time pastor. People will say, Pastor, I'm not led to send this. No. I want to be a self-made man. Lord, please, day your day. Let me be day my day. Please, God, please. And that circle kept on happening. And one day I had a dream. In the dream, I saw myself outside the country. I saw myself in the midst of snow. And God was telling me to come back. But I was like, no, I must be here. And there was something that he wanted me to pick up. But I was wasting time to cross. There was a place I was supposed to cross to come and pick it up. But when I took too much time, by the time I crossed, I did not see it again. From that point, after I woke up from that dream, I knew that the scholarships, I will not get it. Because it was... Let me tell you the problem. For some people, they will not know that me losing the scholarship was actually God's mercy. It was God's mercy. Because if God is tired of you, he will allow you. You will not start progressing in folly. I don't know why God is leading me to teach this deep. Because this is to save somebody. You can spend your life trying to break a door God never planned to be open in the first place. Some people, God know that relationship will destroy them. So he just allowed the guy misbehave. They just nonsense quarrel. Sometimes he's like, why are you quarreling? When you now come down to it, no reason. No reason. But not that anything happened, though. No reason. So you have to ask God, what is your plan? What are you saying to me? Where do you want me to be? How do you want me to go? Are you with me? Then you will tell yourself, Lord, the gospel will be my passion. Whatever is your passion will be my passion. I will learn it early. You know, I will end on this note. Many people are praying to God to bless what they are doing instead of doing what God is blessing. Instead of doing what God is blessing. You know my friend, Donatus Ahis, that produces shoes. He was a tech DevOps. DevOps engineer. Tech bro. He got a job in MTN. Doing prayer and fasting, he fell into a trance. He saw an angel tell him, you will resign today. You will start a shoe business. Shoe. From DevOps.
to shoe.
How now? He went and told his dad. His dad said, oh, you want to become a shoemaker? So you better throw away that nonsense dream or trance that God showed you. He said, no, be God. He went to fast and pray again. He saw it again. Fasting and pray again. He saw it again. He called me. He said, my friend, you are our pastor in school. See what I'm seeing. I said, obey God. As at 2 years ago, he has bought houses. Not rent, bought. The last time I visited him, he said, okay, see where the cooks stay. His cook, they have houses. His driver, they see where they are parked. See where they are. This. I said, no, go and be doing DevOps. Funny enough, there will be somebody else. It is DevOps God wants you to develop his life. It is tech that God wants to use. Me, God says Bible. God says I will preach. You don't understand. You don't understand. I got a job. I remember that time I got a job, $6,000, well test engineer. I was supposed to resume Joplex Oil and Gas. God said, are you still debating this thing? You say, you are still debating this. I knew I was praying. Say, Lord, Lakaba, they will call me. As a supervisor, Lord, they will call me. Lakshaka, I receive, I declare, is mine. Ratapatakapa. Because I don't calculate $6,000 time. Then it was $150. Not now. Say, Lord, yes, Lord. God said, don't worry. That project will not hold. I'd bought cover, bought everything. God said, you will not use it. Sharp now. Faith, the substance. You know, you think you can use faith against God, will of God? No. I am telling you. 2 days to resumption, the HR called me and said, there is a problem on the badge. We have put the project on hold. I said, nah, me, cousin. It's me. I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again. Because you will be Jonah. Any ship you enter will capsize. Jump on your feet. So how do you convert? Number one is what? Truly receive revelation. Number two? Number three? Number four? And number five? Walking in the light. So number one, truly receive revelation. Number two, fervent prayer. Number three, bold declarations. Number four, divinely inspired actions. Number five, walk in the light. Pray in the spirit right now. Exalt the name of Jesus. Say after me, I lambano. Some of you are not talking. I lambano. I collect what is mine. I collect abundance of grace. Roke seketelia. Shirabaragabalaka sambra de kesotelia. Rudege de peleke shaketelia. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop loving you. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop loving you. Forever and ever.